What's up, fellas? So I had a patron supporter that wanted to know how to tell women you're not available for the holiday. All right, because y'all guys gonna have girls in your relationship, and on Valentine's Day, Christmas, New Year's, Easter, and things like that, a lot of these women that are in your rotation, they gonna wanna have that day. And women are not dumb, guys. They know that if you're dating other women, they wanna be number one at least. All right, so he wanted to know how you tell women you're not available. This is how you tell women you're not available for the holiday. All right, give y'all this secret, man. You look them dead in the eyes, guys, and you tell them, I'm not available for the holiday. All right, guys, you don't lie. All right, how you tell women is, you simply tell a woman that you have other plans. All right. No need in line. You ain't got to go into specifics. You ain't on the fucking in the courtroom testifying in front of the fucking judge. All right. You ain't perjuring yourself. So you just simply tell a woman that you have other fucking plans and that you're not available for the fucking holiday. It's just that fucking simple. Now she go to talking about, oh, it's going to be some other woman and stuff. Listen, I ain't got to discuss details. All right. I'm not in a fucking court of law. All right. So I just have other plans. Guys, your best friend when you're dating women is competition anxiety. That's competition with your purpose. That's competition with your friends. And that's competition with other women. All right. Now, this stems from the media has brainwashed men into thinking that you need to make a woman feel like she's the top priority in your life. In actuality, when you do that with a woman, she starts to lose interest. Women think they want to be your top priority in life, but as soon as they are your top priority in your life, they start to lose attraction. All right? And for all you guys that are not even in relationships, when you have women in your rotation, they all going to be vying for Valentine's Day, Christmas, because they know that that's the top chick in your rotation. That whoever you spend your Christmas and Valentine's with, you know, the main side chick, you know, we now have evolved into a rotation type thing, right? But it was common practice that back in the day, guys, you would spend the previous day with the mistress. All right, we in rotations now. We do 4-5 girls, right? But back in the day, you just had a side chick. You know, dudes was conservative back then. You just had one side chick primarily. You ain't have this 4-5 rotation bullshit. This just really spawned on like the last 10 years or so. But before that, mainly you just had one side chick. You had your main chick and you had a side chick, and you would see her the day before Valentine's Day, and you would be with your main chick on Valentine's Day. All right, so that's why the woman, but now we in the rotations, and so every woman knows that for some guys are having a rotation. All right, so guys, don't lie about shit like this. Don't go to, you know, I'm gonna be with my mama. Fuck that. I have other plans. I don't got to get into details, but I have other plans, which means that I won't be spending it with you. It don't really matter. The main thing you need to take from this is you're not my top priority. So you just need to suck a little harder, baby. You need to lick a little longer, baby. And maybe next year, maybe I'll be spending Christmas or Valentine's with you. But you got to earn it. All right, you got to earn it. That girl who's I'm spending Valentine's Day with, you don't say this, but your actions are saying this. She suck a mean dick. She suck better than you suck. That's what your actions are conveying, guys, when you do that. All right, so don't lie about this bullshit. All right, that's the number one thing you've done. All right, now this is a big one. I had a patron supporter ask me about taking pics on a date. All right, taking pics on a date. All right, so now this is the new thing because everybody got the phones and shit like this right here. So every generation, guys, has to deal with some type of way of women emasculating them. All right, you know, when I was real young, the big thing was going to the store and getting feminine products. That's tampons and all this other bullshit that women need. Massengill and all this bullshit. When a woman would ask you to go get her feminine products. That's when I was real young. That was the big joke. All right, going to get a woman's feminine products. Then when I started, you know, got young, like 18, 19, 20, 21, in that age range of dating and shit, it moved to holding a woman's purse. All right, guys, and now you new age guys, They've come up with another one. Taking pics on a date. So you sitting down and y'all had a good time and she feel like, oh, I need you to take a picture of me standing right here. Alright, you know, to just show you how selfish she is, she could get the waiter to take a picture of y'all together. No, I don't want to take a picture with you. I want you to take a picture of me standing against this fucking wall right here because I'm so fucking hot. Guys, that is emasculation. Let me tell you guys something. Anytime the thought of something that you don't want to do with a woman comes into your fucking head, listen to that thought. Because that's the masculinity in you telling you to say no, motherfucker. He's telling you, that's your masculine side telling you fucking no. But I don't want to offend her, and she might don't give me another date. And so I think I should take this picture. Guys, the best word you could ever tell a woman is not baby or I love you or nothing. The best thing you could ever say to a woman is no. No. No, I'm not holding your purse. No, I'm not going to get your fucking tampons. And no, I'm not about to take your fucking pictures. All right. The best phrase you can come back with is always just to say, I'm not a photographer. All right. Do it look like I fucking own a photography business? All right. I ain't no photographer. Get the waiter to do it. All right. And I'm not going to kid you guys. She might get upset. That ain't got nothing to fucking do with it. This has nothing to do with raising a woman's interest. Fuck her interest. This has everything to do with you being a fucking man and standing your ground. Listen, guys, everything we doing over here ain't to raise a woman's interest. I'm going to raise her interest. I tell her no and he'll miss. No, fuck her interest. All right? This ain't about raising her interest. That guy, when I tell you guys, if somebody come up and they, you know, catcalling your girl in front of you, it ain't about I'm going to stand up so she know I protect her. Fuck her. All right? Some of this shit just got to do with y'all guys being a fucking man. Period. It has everything. Listen, everything we do can't be revolved around women. All right, this is going to raise a fuck her interest. All right, so you ain't going to do it. You not a photographer. All right, you not Kodak. You ain't bought the Kodak business. All right, so I'm not taking your fucking picture. Bottom fucking line, guys. All right, women are going to keep on evolving into these fucking shit tests. All right, feminine products, holding their purse. Now the new age is taking pictures. I'm not a photographer. And just leave it at that, guys. Don't be around here taking no fucking pictures. That is one of the most beta things you can ever do. All right? And every one of you guys, when a woman do these fucking crazy shit tests, that little conscience in the top of your head that's talking, that's your masculine side. Man, are you crazy? You don't take no fucking picture, but you ignore it. And see, the reason why this lowers women's interest and shit, she knows you don't want to do it. But that scarcity mindset in you says you should do it. Women know you don't want to take no fucking pictures. And a woman knows you don't want to hold her purse. But when you go do it, it signals to her that she's higher value. And I'm afraid of losing you. So let me do it anyway. See, no says I'm higher value. That's what no says. No says, I'm not going to go against my masculine frame and mindset to please you. No says that I can replace your ass so I don't care if you get mad. That's why I was attracted to a woman. But it ain't even about being attracted to a woman. It ain't got nothing to fucking do with it. It just, because let's say she's just one of those feministic bitch. Just, you know, some women, masculine energy going to come off of how you interact with them. All right, to where if you acting like a feminine bitch or you just, they don't have much interest in you, they going to act masculine. But let's just be real. Some women just walk around here with these fucking crew cuts and fucking like Marcy off Married with Children, just masculine as fucking hell regardless. All right, it's some women that just masculine, just G.I. Joe bitches, came out with a fucking helmet. Some bitches just like that. All right. And so everything they do is about emasculating you and shit like this, guys. So you guys going to have to stand your ground. You don't want to be with a bitch. Ain't no pussy worth giving up your masculinity for, guys. All right. Do you guys get that? All right. But getting back to the first point, guys, when a woman asks you, are you available for the holidays? You ain't do a good job sucking my dick this year. So I'm not going to reward you with this holiday. This holiday is earned. You ain't earned it. All right? So you don't get it. All right? That's how you handle that, guys. No need a line. I'm going to be asleep. I need to get some rest. I'm going to do some cleaning around the house. I'm going to do some spring cleaning. Fuck that. I have other plans. You're not the top priority. You haven't earned that yet. You got to work your way. You got to crawl your way to the top spot. You ain't got that yet. All right, guys. So that's how you handle that, guys. All right. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.